You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, yesterday, J.C. Treader, the president of the NFLPA, posted something and basically saying that the PA and the NFL are not on the same page when it comes to training camp. The PA basically wants a 48-day, I guess there is an agreement between the NFL Coronavirus Task Force and the PA Coronavirus Task Force that there was going to be a 48-day acclimatization period and no preseason games. And it sounds like the NFL wants to do 23 days and then two preseason games. Where do things stand with that?
Okay. And Cecil, we'll use you as an example since you played. And think about if you're getting ready to go to training camp. Mm-hmm. And the Texans rookies and quarterbacks and selected players supposed to report on the 20th, full squad by the 25th. They're supposed to start practicing on the 26th. So right now, Cecil, I wrote about this yesterday in a column on Texas Sports Nation. Here's what players don't know. When they show up, do they get tested? How quick do they get back the results? Where are they going to meet? I heard an interview on MLB Network. The Twins are using the concourse at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis where they can spread out. The manager's got a desk and players can meet on that concourse. And I thought, what a great idea. And they could do that here, keep it air conditioned, let the Texans meet on a concourse, because in the facility, you know, it's hard. You can't have one dressing room, the players be 6 feet apart from each other. I saw a report on the NBA from a media person in the bubble that once you pass your initial week-long quarantine, they give you a bracelet, and it beeps when you get within 6 feet of people. I think it should vibrate because you'd have things beeping all the time. So right now, they don't know what happens when they get there. They don't know if the first day will be conditioning or if they'll be taking tests. And so safety is the first thing everybody wants to know about. And baseball has been a disaster with the testing because FedEx doesn't deliver on the 4th, the facility shut down for the 4th, and players are just livid that they're having to go through this experimentation period. So you worry about safety. The preseason games are not collectively bargained. So whatever the NFL decides is what it's going to be. The league wants two games to evaluate the roster, but also the league wants to know if they play a game and they get tested, how many players are going to test positive? Is it going to be 2 or 20? They don't know. So they don't want to have the regular season as an experiment, the first game. And the union doesn't want to play any games. The roster size is an issue. Preseason is supposed to be 90. Every team has somewhere players signed 85 to 90. There's more than 115 veteran free agents out there still unsigned. More than half the draft choices are unsigned. Usually almost all of them would be signed by now. And if they have to cut the rosters, which seems inevitable because the union wants fewer players because the union thinks that'd be less of a risk, teams are going to cut players they've given signing bonus money to and have never met in person. So they got to worry about roster size. They have no opt-out clause in the NFL like the other sports. And I'm guessing if you opt out not playing, you're not getting paid. And then they've got, like, if you opt out, who's handling your insurance that year? Is it the NFLPA? Is it the players? They worry about practice. How many players can be on the field? The union wants a limited number on the field. Well, how do you go against each other? The union doesn't want players 11-on-11, even when they're not hitting, because they rarely hit anymore anyway. They talked about yesterday putting 35% of their salaries in escrow, and giving it to them later. Well, of course, the players don't like that. More players in the NFL are making $1 million or less. Think about losing 35% of that after you pay your agent and you pay your taxes. And there's salary cap implications if you test positive. What if you test positive and they treat it like other injuries? You still count against the roster. What if there's five players who test positive and they have to count against the roster as well as all these other injured players who are out a week or two who count against the roster? So they need to make changes to the roster. It's 55 men now instead of 53. It is not enough. And then there's travel issues. Some teams don't want to stay in hotels. They want to travel on game day, go to the stadium. Well, that's always been frowned on because what if the plane has mechanical issues and we do see that happen? Or what if there's bad weather and all of a sudden you have to postpone the game or you can't start it? So those are some of the issues that have not been worked out and time is running out. And you'd think the NFL has had so much time to prepare compared to the other leagues, a lot of this would have been worked out.
John, you're right. The NFL, in terms of the calendar and when all this started happening, the NFL got lucky because it happened right at the start of the offseason. How has this stuff not been figured out yet? And is the season in peril? Is it possible that there is no season because of all these issues?
Well, it's always possible, but Roger Goodell is determined to start the season on time. They want the Chiefs and the Texans to be playing that first game in Kansas City on national TV with maybe the biggest opening game audience ever. There won't be fans there, I can guarantee you that. No, they won't say this, but there's no way they're going to have fans at that game. And it's going to be strange. I'll be at that game at Arrowhead Stadium because I want to see what it's like, a game with no fans. Plus, I'm assuming the players will on both teams will take a knee. Bill O'Brien will take a knee. That'll cause a huge controversy. But if all of a sudden those players start testing, a lot of players test positive after the opening weekend, they can shut it down for a month. They can move the games back. They have contingencies for 16 games delayed, moving the Super Bowl back to the last Sunday in February instead of the first one. They have contingency to play 14 games. I saw a season in 1982 because of a player strike. They played 9 games. They expanded the playoffs. Washington won the Super Bowl. So they have all kind of plans that they're keeping quiet because they want to put a positive spin on it. Right now, that's impossible when Texas and Florida, two of the states that reopened the quickest, set records every day for positive coronavirus tests. The ICUs are full. Arizona's in the same situation. Does the team want to come here? I don't know that they would right now because of the risk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.